Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, Sal.
Hank, what's going on? We haven't worked a case in years.
I just bought my car at Carvana, and it was so easy. Too easy.
Think something's up?
You tell me. They got thousands of options.
Mm-hmm.
Found a great car at a great price.
Uh-huh.
And it got delivered the next day.
It sounds like Carvana just makes it easy to buy your car, Hank.
Yeah, you're right. Case closed.
Buy your car today on Carvana. Delivery fees may apply.
The Burt Show.
Poor Phil Tarana. All the guy wants is a brand new cell phone. But we told him, you know what? You go out, you do 8 stunts for us, we'll get you the cell phone. One of the stunts he had to do was go through a car wash in the back of a pickup truck.
And we are pulling in right now. I'm sitting. Oh, geez. We're in right now. And now we're doing the whole wheel, the clean out the wheels. Oh, I don't have my goggles on. Uh-oh.
Have you gotten sprayed by anything yet?
Oh, geez.
What cycle are you in?
Right now, we're on the pre-wash cycle. They are cleaning off. Right now, they're just, here comes the foam. Okay, hold on. Here comes the foam bath. Oh, God, foam bath. Here comes. Oh, that's hot. Oh, that feels good. Oh, that's actually that's well-reserved, well-received right there. Because I am freezing. Okay, hot foam. hot foam. Woo! Okay, it's getting the back of the truck. Oh, wow. I look like a milk commercial right now. Okay, here we go. Now what? Now what's going on? This is what is this now? Oh, more foam. Hotter foam. Oh, jeez. We now want you to know we got the super wash, so we're going to do the vortex dry at the end as well.
Oh, no. Is that the major one that blows you from every angle?
Yes.
What's her name?
Okay, now what are we doing now? What is this? Tricolored foam.
Phil looks like a rainbow.
Just so you know, Phil, you're getting this for $9. This would cost you $70 at Spotsadel.
It's okay. Don't worry. Can't give me a bad look.
And it's passing out. You don't even get the thing that blows you from every angle.
Okay. The big pressure hoses are about to start here in just a second.
Is this the blow hose?
I'm still getting foamed all over the place. Oh,
you should
no.
have given him the hot wax treatment.
I think the blow hose is a female rap group.
I am covered in hot foam. I am covered in hot foam right now. You'll be able to hear it. Okay, hold on. Here we go. You hear that? Here we go. Oh, here we go. Here comes the hot. Oh, geez, this is going to hurt like crap. Oh, this is going to hurt. Oh, my God, that's freezing. Okay. Oh, geez, that's freezing.
Are these brushes yet?
Okay, it's getting close to me. It's starting at the front of the truck.
That's the water. And now he's going through the brush. He's going to be going through the brush.
Oh, here it comes. Oh, no. This is the hard. This is the pressure wash. Okay, if I lose you. Oh, no. Here it comes. Ow. Come on. Oh, my God, that's freezing. Oh, man, that's freezing.
What phase are you through?
I am shaking. Oh, my God, that's freezing. Now what? Now it's like the quiet before the storm. Y'all still there?
Which stage are you in right now?
Okay, now we're going through the... Oh, here comes more color foam. Oh, jeez. Now I am... This is like the third foam bath. Oh, my God, that was freezing. Oh,
I want to know what car she's at, so I can take the car there.
I know.
Oh my God,
believe he's not cussing.
He might be. Yeah.
You still with me?
Yeah, we're still here.
Wow, people freezing. Oh, God, please let it be the last pass. Please, for the love of God, let it be the last pass. I am numb.
Which stage are you about to go through?
He's going to freeze when he gets under that dryer.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
And where are we going now? Oh, geez, here it comes again. Son of
Leave it to Phil to find the longest car wash.
Oh, that's cold. Oh, thank God. Was that it? Was that it?
Is that it?
Oh, now what? Wow!
The Burt Show.
One of the biggest shows on television, of course, American Idol. We had a chance to sit down and talk with Kelly Clarkson, the eventual winner of the whole thing, and RJ, who, of course, is from here in Atlanta.
We're talking to Kelly Clarkson. Of course, she is the American Idol, and congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
You think there's going to be a time where you're like, okay, I'm not the American Idol chick anymore?
No, yeah, of course. I mean, all of us want to, you know, our individuality. Yeah.
So how are people reacting to you now, like when you go into a shopping mall or if you even just go down to the grocery store to pick something up?
Oh, they're, you know, they're really cool. They're just like, oh, hey, you know, I voted for you on the show. You know, you did a great job.
And you're like, all right, cool beans.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
That should be the name of the first album.
I don't know.
Kelly Clarkson, American Idol, the American Idol, I should say, hanging out with the Burt Show today. Mm-hmm. Has anybody asked you to do something that was so un-Kelly Clarkson-like?
Oh,
that
God, yeah. Like, I went to this one shoot, and I swear to God, it was like a first aid kit. It was like a band-aid to wear on my, like a shirt. Like, it was like tiny, and I was like little shorts, and I was like, oh, God, did you watch the show at all? I was like, I don't wear that.
So you do.
I can't. I would feel naked. People would be, you know, trying to ask me to do stuff like that, and I'm like, oh, no.
So you still have, I mean, you have control enough to say, look, that's something I don't want to do right now.
Oh, of course. I mean, nobody can, like, make you wear something.
Yeah.
You know, during the whole competition, Kelly, we talked to RJ and RJ's family.
Oh, like, I love RJ.
Like, every other week. But you got to give us, like, some dirt or some gossip or something about RJ that he wouldn't have shared with us. Like, an embarrassing story. Like, we know about him falling off the stage. Like,
but that's not funny at all, though. That was really scary.
Did he cry like a little three-year-old or something?
I mean,
you got to give us something.
There's got to be.
No, he wasn't crying at all. Actually, that we were all bawling. We all look like retards.
But there's got to be some story about RJ that it would be too embarrassed to tell us that you would have no problem.
You got to give us some scoop on.
There's got to be.
Oh my God, I cannot even think of anything.
We need something to hold over him.
Does he talk in his sleep? Is he a sloppy eater? Does he cuss a lot?
No.
Nothing.
Nothing. He's like the golden boy. He's really nice.
He is so nice.
He doesn't have like uncontrollable gas. Nothing.
Yeah, we don't trust it. Nobody's the golden boy.
I'm telling you though, he's really just a great guy.
Hey, Kelly.
Yeah.
Say hi to RJ.
Hi, RJ.
What's up, baby?
All right,
Kelly. So cool. I didn't even know you were on the line, man.
Hey, Kelly, hold on a second. Hey, RJ, while we're talking to Kelly, are there any stories that you know about her really embarrassing?
Hey, dude, I don't get embarrassed. Just go ahead. What happened?
You know what? That's funny, too. There's nothing about her. Seriously, honestly.
Okay, well, you can do this. You can either confirm this for us, that we hear that you're going out with Justin.
Everybody says that.
No, that's not true.
No, we're really good friends, but no, nothing like that.
Is that the craziest rumor you've heard about yourself that's just not true?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, nobody's really said anything. I'm all for, dude. I was, when we were in the Enquirer and, like, the Globe, I was, like, calling all my friends, like, saying how cool it was. I mean, kudos to y'all. I'll give you stuff if you want to have some fun, like, because I don't mind.
I thought it was funny. I guess it was People Magazine, and on the cover where they had, first of all, your school picture. I don't know if you saw that, and I can't remember which issue it was. And then inside, they were talking about a guy in school.
Oh, you're talking about Us.
Oh, it was Us. Okay, Us Weekly. Yeah, and there was an article in there about a guy that you had a crush on and had his school picture, and then they asked him what he feels about it, how he feels about it now.
I thought it was really funny how they, like, put, like, heartbroken or whatever. Like, I just had a crush on this guy. Like, it wasn't, like, huge. Right. And they, like, called him and everything, and we still talk. So he like, called me saying, some magazine just called me about our relationship, and I was like, what?
Kelly, we know you got a lot of these to do, so we'll let you go, but we're going to keep RJ on with us.
Okay? Ah, cool beans. Y'all have a great time with
there
RJ.
There it is again.
Cool beans again.
Hey. Oh, I'm sorry.
Hey, Hey, Kelly, can you do us a favor before we usually do this stuff off the air, but we know you got limited time. So can you do us something real quick before you hang up?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, this is Kelly Clarkson, and I'll see you October 21st at Phillips Arena with Q100 for the American Idol Tour.
Good Lord,
come
Jeff.
Come on, man. Have a couple words
I'll
at a time.
I'll bet she can do it.
That's a paragraph.
Okay, what was right after October 21st at Phillips Arena with Q100?
For the American Idol Tour.
Hi, this is Kelly Clarkson, and I'll see you guys October 21st at Phillips Arena with Q100 for the American Idol Tour.
Nice. Hey. Very
nice. Colleen! Colleen!
See you later, Kelly.
Okay, bye, RJ.
Congratulations.
Bye,
sweet.
Bye. Have a good one.
Hey, RJ.
Hi, what's up?
Oh, my God. Does she ever slow down, dude?
She is always talking. I love it, though. She's cool like that.
She's really cool. I mean, there are a lot of people in this competition that you really pulled for, and she was just one of them.
She is just so phenomenal. Like, her voice is just phenomenal, you know? And I was watching the show the other night, and she actually came over to watch it with me. And it's just so fun to be able to watch her and see her. She's developed. You know, she's in her element when she's on stage, you know, and she's never nervous. Never, ever nervous.
Now, you said you guys hung out together and watched the Monday night show?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is that when you're sitting there? Because, I mean, you're up on stage. She's up on stage. Was it just the two of you, or were there others there from the top 10?
No, just me and her.
Okay. So you guys are watching that. Is it a type of thing where, you know, she comes on and then you go, "You did so great." And then you come on, she goes, "You did so great." And then you make fun of the other eight together?
It was funny just because, you know, somebody would come on from the top 20 that we didn't really get along with, and they would say something funny about it, or I would say something funny about it. But that's the extent of our being mean.
I'll tell you who bugs me out of that top 20. I'll come totally clean
All
with
right,
you.
Cool.
Okay, that girl from Miami.
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Okay,
right
yeah,
there.
She drives
one of the friends.
Yeah, not kind of the lighter. The lighter girl. Like,
yeah,
she looks like she's Hispanic.
Both,
maybe.
Yeah, the friends from Miami
Alexandra.
Bother me.
They drive
Alexandra.
Me.
Yeah, Alexandra's a bit much.
I don't know what it is. As soon as she comes on TV, I'm just like, oh, I don't know what it is about that girl I don't like, but I don't like her, man.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
Exactly.
So what do you got going on now, man? I mean, obviously you're doing the tour here.
Dude, I got called 3 Old Navy commercials the other day.
Awesome! Oh, yay! Congratulations.
Hey, RJ, we normally do this off the air, but we know you're kind of limited for time.
Oh, my gosh.
So can you say something for me real quick?
Yeah.
Hey, this is RJ Helton, and I will see you October 21st at Phillips Arena with Q100 for the American Idol concert.
Yeah, I'll probably screw this up. And Kelly did so amazing. I'm the one that has to do, like, 3 takes.
Big old breath.
Yeah, okay. Okay, here I go. Hey, this is RJ Helton. I'll see you October 21st at Phillips Arena for the American Idol Tour.
With Q100.
Oh, shit. Oh.
Yay, we got dirt on him. Finally.
Oh, God, I'll see you guys later.
The Burt Show.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step 1, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step 2, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step 3, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step 4, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
We're all sitting around the studio, and we were watching Good Morning America one morning, and this woman came on that is breastfeeding her son. Problem here is he's 8 years old. So we thought, oh my God, we'd never be able to find anybody like that here in Atlanta. We were wrong. So Jill calls us up and she says, I saw the thing on Good Morning America. Also, I saw the 8-year-old and I have a 9-year-old son that is still breastfeeding. Hey, Jill.
Hello.
Now, is he still breastfeeding for the same reason why this woman is still breastfeeding? Is it a comfort thing?
It's definitely a comfort thing. Yes. I mean, it's I've been told it's very healthy for him, and it's always in the privacy of our home, and he understands that this is a private thing, and it's great.
No, what is that? What does he say about it exactly?
Well, when we talk about it, he says that he wants to continue, and I think that's the best thing for him. So,
so it's not about nourishment anymore. It's simply about him being comfortable on the breast.
Yes, and it's healthy for him. It's a way for him to return to a time when he felt very safe, and that's a good thing.
Man, there's got to be a reason why they say that that children should stop breastfeeding by one.
Does your son have any other, you said it's a private matter, but do you have any friends that still breastfeed their child at that age?
It's not really something I discuss with all of my friends.
Well, why do you think it's taken him so long to get off your breast? What, you can't say breast without people snickering?
No, but the way you just said it, and I can't stop thinking of Crash when Crash is making, how he does.
Yeah, why do you think it's taken him so long to get out of that comfort zone? Is it because maybe you keep providing it?
Well, there's a little more to this than, okay, I guess I should explain everything. When he was much younger and his father was still in the picture, there was abuse in our home, and that is no longer the case. But once I ended that situation, I spoke to numerous therapists. I took him to numerous therapists, and several of them recommended to me to keep him breastfeeding because of that, to help him with that trauma. It takes him back to a time when he felt completely safe and loved and comforted. It's a way for him to almost return to the womb when he needs to. And it's something that he understands is for when he needs it. When he's had a particularly hard day or he's having difficulty, that's something we do.
Now, let me ask you, when you say you took him to therapists, are you talking about therapists that you would find in any, HMO directory, or are you talking about the therapists that sit naked around bonfires and sprinkle salt into, cups of water to determine what the best way to care for you is?
There was no sprinkling of salt into water,
but
you very much.
Am I talking, new age, what define therapist? Like therapists, you go into a medical center and you go into the floor where the therapists are, and you go down, you go to Dr. Stewart, or are you talking to someone that, is known as Shining Rainbow and...
An accredited therapist, I guess, is what Jeff
said.
You said therapists, so I'm guessing it's more than one that told you
that.
Yes,
it is. And they were highly recommended to me by a woman that I do energy work with.
Okay.
Energy work.
Yes.
Gotcha. How old were you when...
Worked for Georgia Power.
How old were you when the... how old was the child when the therapist recommended this?
He was just 4 and a half.
Now, did they give you a time span on how long he should remain breastfeeding?
22.
That's crushing.
And did they ever give you a window?
They said that when he was ready to stop, that would be the time to stop.
In your eyes, when do you think he'll be ready to stop? I mean, what if he's 15 and he doesn't think he's ready to stop? Are you still going to go along with it?
Yeah, how late can this go?
Yeah.
I think when he starts high school in 7th grade, by then I think he'll be ready to stop.
High school or 7th grade?
Well, 7th grade is part of high school.
No, it is?
At our school, so.
It is?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
some schools
you
go from 7 to 8, 9, 10.
Oh, I see what you're saying. All right.
So now...
let me take a call on this here real quick. Hey, Michelle.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
Good. I have a comment for Jill.
Okay, she's on with you right now.
Hi, Jill. This is Michelle. I am really sorry about the trip. I just listened to radio.
Hey, Michelle, you got to turn your radio all the way down.
Okay. I think that the traumatic issue could be dealt with therapists, with talking, with your love. At 8 years old, I found my body. I enjoyed touching myself, and I enjoy sex. I just think it's very perverted for you to do this to your son. We're not in the day of age where
you're not touching yourself right now, are you?
Or, they breastfeed their kids till 9 years old.
So, Michelle,
I think you're hurting him. You're harming him. You don't know if this turns him on or not.
He's 9 years.
I think that is a disgusting remark. I mean, this is something very natural.
Not.
It's very beautiful. And I really
it
respect
is.
What you
it
have
is,
to say
but
about
it's
it.
To a certain point, Jill. It's not to 9 years old.
Well,
I don't
think you fully
nowadays
understand
know
the
that
circumstances.
Kids nowadays know that they're gay at a young age. I discovered my body. I enjoyed it.
Another
I played
gay.
With myself.
All over
there's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with that.
So,
that's
Michelle...
Beautiful. thing.
Michelle, what you're saying to Jill here is that she's doing this out of some kind of sexual, this is a sexual thing?
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying she's harming her son. It's really perverted.
What she's saying,
she doesn't know if it turns her son on or not.
What she's saying is when she was 8 and 9 years old, she was discovering her sexuality.
As we all
were.
And
she's saying a lot of people are, and she's saying that the son may be misinterpreting this in his own mind.
Exactly.
Because he's starting to develop feelings not only for his own body physically and emotionally and stuff, and now all of a sudden he's like attached to his mother's breast where he's at the point where things he's going to start feeling for other girls his age and whatnot. So it's got to be very confusing for the child.
Exactly.
You agree with any of that, Jill?
I'm just shaking just because now it's not the Bible ages anymore where it was totally innocent. Nowadays, you know, we mature. Kids mature a lot earlier.
Was that Michelle or Jill?
Yeah, I can't tell.
Was that you, Michelle?
It was me, okay. Michelle.
Hey, Jill, what do you think about what Michelle was saying there?
I think that is completely disgusting. I mean, this has nothing to do with that. It's about our bond as a mother and a son. That's revolting.
Where do you draw the lines between mother and son and young adult? That's what we're trying to figure out is, it's a beautiful bond that between you and your child, but now you're getting to the point where it's not just breastfeeding as far as raising an infant, but now it's to the point where your son is going to start discovering his own sexuality. That's what we're trying to figure out here.
Well, it's clear to him that has nothing to do with this.
Well, let me ask you something. Why do you keep this so private then? Because when my mom and I talk about breastfeeding, I stopped when I was, like a baby, a teensy tiny baby. You know, I was done. But, I would keep it private if my mother breastfed me until I was about 6, 7, 8, 9 years ago. Because I think it might have some correlation.
I don't understand. What do you mean by that?
She's saying that if this is so right, then why do you keep it so private?
He understands that not all of his friends are probably doing this. It's not a common thing, and it's helpful for him.
Right. Yeah, well, his friends are in the clubhouse talking about girls. He's over at your house. I mean, it's just not right at all.
Have we discussed how often this happens in, like, let's say, a given week or month or whatever?
Probably maybe like 2 times in a month.
She'd still want about the same as this one, about once
maybe
every 2 weeks.
I mean, it depends.
And how does he tell you that this is something that he wants to do?
Oh, we don't have to talk about it. He just comes to me.
He just curls up and just starts.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, Q100.
Hello.
Hi.
I just had a comment for her. I just firmly believe that God gave you a breast to nourish your child and feed your child and not comfort your child. There's other ways in comforting your child, you know, by holding his hand, hugging him, saying nice things to him. And I think it's just a little extreme for a 9-year-old to be still breastfeeding. I have a child of my own, you know, who I breastfed, and the doctors will tell you after 1 not to breastfeed them because by that time they have teeth and they're usually already eating table foods and there's no need for you to, you know.
Yeah, you can't beat a Big Mac, that's for sure.
Hey, Jill, have you gone to more of a mainstream psychologist since all of this?
I have no desire to.
Jill, let me ask you one question. Are you still married or no?
No, I'm not.
I was just curious what your son's father felt about this.
Abusive relationship.
Oh, okay. Okay.
We're no longer in contact.
Now, have you been in a relationship with a man since him, and does the man know what's going on with your son, and what does he think?
I've been dating.
And?
Do they know of this?
I want to say
it's something that's private between me and my son.
I do want to tell Jill that we appreciate her coming on because she was not the subject of this conversation to begin with, and she just called in with an opinion, and now she's become the focus.
Yeah. Well, she's localized.
So we appreciate you sharing your life with us.
And it sounds like you're becoming angry, but, we're just trying to get the facts because this is something very bizarre and foreign to us.
It's an unorthodox product. I mean, you know, not product, but unorthodox
practice.
That's what I'm looking for.
Practice.
Yeah, so that's why we're asking you all the questions.
You ready to know?
All right, Jill, I appreciate you calling and being so honest with us.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
The Burt Show.
There is nothing more fun for this morning show than when a listener is upset at Jeff. And this one, Jeff brought on himself.
Had a great day at the ballpark, except the woman sitting to Jessica and I, our immediate left, had a small child with her. And I'm going to guess the age of being two and a half or three and a half years old. Anyways, this woman, this child was just all over the place. He had no interest in what was happening on the field. He wanted to play with the seats. He wanted to find out what was on the ground. He wanted to swing his stuffed tomahawk around. And it just made the game uncomfortable for Jessica and I. So at one point during the game, I leaned over and said to the woman, you know what? You got to control your kid because he's really kind of ruining the enjoyment of the game. And her response was not an apology. It was not, I'll try. It was nothing like that. It was, he's 3 years old. You need to be a little more understanding and patient. And it to the point where Jessica and I ended up moving to a different section about five innings into the game.
The woman that was sitting next to you at the game claims she's on the line right now. And she wants to talk to you.
Okay.
And Tammy put, her name is Janet, was sitting next to Jeff at game, P-I-S-S-E-D.
She's one of these people who doesn't think she can do anything wrong. Like, I'm looking forward to talking to her because I guarantee you we'll spend 10 minutes talking to her and she will not admit to any fault. And, you know, her life is probably all screwed up, but she's got fault after fault after fault and none of them are hers.
At least you comforted her before she came on. Janet?
Hey.
Just in the interest of fairness here, what were you wearing at the game the other night just to make sure that you were the one sitting next to Jeff?
Well, ask her, if she's so sure, ask her what I was wearing.
Okay, what was Jeff wearing?
Oh, okay, that sounds fair. Okay, the guy that was sitting next to me had a black T-shirt and these black sunglasses that he thought he looked so good in.
What level of the park were you sitting in?
In the third level.
That you? You sure?
It could be me.
Okay.
It was you. It was you.
Jeff is giving a thumbs up. It's okay.
You, Jeff, you're so selfish. You don't have any kids. That's why you don't understand. And if you want to come to a baseball game, then you need to be aware of the fact that that's where children are. Families take their children to baseball games. Do you know that my family, we bought eight tickets, eight of them. That means eight tickets, souvenirs, snacks, and my child was not anything but being a child. You are just wrong. You're just wrong.
Right, but your child was being a child. He was hitting us with a foam tomahawk.
Oh, he's 3 years old. How much damage could he do? He barely even blew it past you.
You put an eye out with one of those things.
It's not a matter of how much damage he could do. It's the fact that you and I each paid the same amount of money for our seats.
He was playing. You never been around children that play?
Yeah, but your child was ruining his Braves experience, and
right.
He paid just as much for his tickets as you did for yours and your kids.
But grown-ups should learn how to play with children, and he was playing. He was just having a good time. He wasn't crying. He was laughing, and he was just talking the way that kids talk. He wasn't bothering anybody but you.
Yeah, and that's enough, like, isn't it?
Do you think that the Braves would rather have us there with our eight tickets or you with your two?
Well, because there's a possibility the Braves would say Jeff and Jessica, because if you bring your kids and other people around have the same experience that Jeff had, they'll stop coming to the Braves games.
Well, people like that need to go out to the museum or to the movies or to a play or something, not to a game, because that's where children are. Families take their children to enjoy the game, to get some culture, to have a good experience, to get some fresh air.
Have you, Janet, ever apologized for anything in your entire life?
Yeah, but I'm wrong.
You don't see yourself in the wrong at all here.
No, the child was just having a good time.
Do you agree that the child was disturbing me?
The child is high energy, and high energy kids move around and, you know, probably become big stars later on.
Can we give the child a name so we don't keep referring to it as the child?
The child. Exhibit
B. You might talk about Justin and I may not like it, but his name is Justin.
All right.
He wasn't bothering him.
He was bothering me. Yes, he was. Stop saying he wasn't bothering me. I'm me. I know what was bothering me. What if I was sitting next to you, Janet, and I had a big foam tomahawk and I kept swinging it in your face and I was moving around?
You're grown. A grown man swinging a tomahawk hitting somebody is wrong. You should be put in jail for that. That's not like a little child. A little three-year-old. Cute three-year-old.
I can't tell you how much I hate people like Janet.
Oh, stop.
What's wrong to hate?
I don't understand why your ticket and your experience is so much more important than Jeff's at the game.
Is it because there are eight of you there?
There are eight of us. So, we are family. So, you know, I got my family with me, and Justin's just a child. He's cute, he's nice, and he just has a lot of energy. He likes to have a lot of fun.
On the phone with Sister Sledge right now.
Y'all need to just grow up.
Jen, I want to ask you a question. I know that I've heard so many times from people who don't have children who say, well, you know, you shouldn't bring your kids out to certain things because there are adults there. And I heard you give Jeff the argument that, you know, kids kids are at the Braves game, so if adults don't like it, they shouldn't go.
That's right.
How do you feel when people tell you a kid does not belong, like you shouldn't take your a kid that young to a movie?
Nobody's going to tell me where to take my child.
Of course not.
My child where I want to take my child because it's my child, and if I want him to have a good experience, I take him along.
So you're basically what you're saying is that your world is more important than anyone else's you encounter.
I'm just saying that I'm trying to show my child the world around him, and if people don't like it or people who don't have children, you don't have any children, and I really hope you never do.
Janet, how about the lesson of manners? There's a lesson that your kid might not be getting.
Well, there's nothing I can say to him that's going to make him not be a child. You know, I moved his hand and moved his hand once.
But Jan, let me ask you a question. Jeff said that you never apologized to him. You know, you just...
I looked at him.
And
he looked at me.
And?
He should have known what it meant.
Well, I think if you would have apologized to him, maybe it would have made Jeff feel a lot better and he wouldn't have been so upset about this.
There's no reason to say sorry. He's a child. He's just a child playing, entertained by the things around him.
It's a waste of time.
He just found, you know, it was a nice day.
We're talking about
house
plants.
We weren't bothering anybody. I can't even have this conversation anymore because unlike you, I got a life and things to do.
Right.
So, you know, I'm getting off the phone. And Jeff, you're wrong. You're just wrong for this because this is a little child. When you have children, you will understand. And then we can talk. But until then, you know, I'm sorry that you were sitting next to us.
I've got 10 phone lines.
God, I hate people like
that. The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.